14th of January, 1936, talk number 134. A question about the heart was raised. Sri Bhagavan said that one should seek the self and realize it. The heart will play its part automatically. The seat of realization is the heart. It cannot be said to be either in or out. Devotee, did Bhagavan feel the heart as the point of realization in his first or early experience? Maharshi, I began to use the word after seeing literature on the subject. I correlated it with my experience. 15th January, 1936. Talk number 135. Three European ladies from the Theosophical Conference came here and asked, is the whole scheme, the plan, really good? Or is it the nature of an error, a mistake, of which we have to make the best? Maharshi, the plan is indeed good. The error is on our part. When we correct it in ourselves, the whole scheme becomes all right. Devotee, have you any formula to teach us how to bring it about through a remembrance of what we do during sleep? Maharshi, no formula is needed. Everyone has the experience that he slept happily and knew nothing then. Nothing else was experienced. Devotee, the answer does not satisfy me. We wander in the astral plane in our sleep, but we do not remember it. Maharshi, the astral plane is concerned with dreams, not with deep sleep. Devotee, what do you consider to be the cause of world suffering, and how can we help to change it, A, as individuals, or B, collectively? Maharshi, realize the real self. It is all that is necessary. Devotee, can we hasten our illumination for greater service and how? Maharshi, as we are not able to help ourselves, so we have to surrender ourselves to the Supreme completely. Then he will take care of us as well as the world. Devotee, what do you consider the goal? Maharshi, self-realization. Devotee, is there any way to meet the appointed guru for each? Maharshi, intense meditation brings it about. Talk number 136. Dr. G.H. Mies, a young Dutchman, was here for a few days. He asked Sri Bhagavan, I have an impression that in deep sleep, I have something akin to samadhi. Is it so? Maharshi, it is the waking eye that asks the questions, not the eye in sleep. If you attain the state of wakeful sleep, which is the same as samadhi, while still awake, doubts will not arise. Samadhi is one's natural state. It is the undercurrent in all the three states. This, that is, I is not in those states, but these states are in it. If we get samadhi in our waking state, that will persist in deep sleep also. The distinction between consciousness and unconsciousness belongs to the realm of the mind, which is transcended by the state of the real self. Devotee, is the Buddhist view that there is no continuous entity answering to the ideas of the individual soul correct or not? Is this consistent with the Hindu notion of a reincarnating ego? Is the soul a continuous entity which reincarnates again and again according to the Hindu doctrine, or is it a mere mass of mental tendencies, samskaras? Maharshi, the real self is continuous and unaffected. The reincarnating ego belongs to the lower plane, namely thought. It is transcended by self-realization. Reincarnations are due to a spurious offshoot. Therefore, it is denied by the Buddhists. The present state is due to a mixing up of the chit sentient with jada insentient. Talk number 137. Lakshman Brahmachari of Sri Ramakrishna Mission asked, "Can one imagine oneself as witness of the thoughts?" Maharshi, it is not the natural state. It is only an idea, an aid to stilling the mind. The self is ever the witness, whether so imagined or not. There is no need to so imagine except for that purpose. But it is best to remain as oneself. Talk number 138. The financial secretary of Mysore asked, "Is Paul Brunton's book, Secret Path, useful for Indians as well?" Maharshi, yes, for all. Devotee, the body, the senses, etc. are not I. This is common amongst us. But how to practice it? Maharshi, by the threefold method mentioned therein. Devotee, is breath control necessary for inquiry? Maharshi, not quite. Devotee, there is a blankness intervening. It is said in the book. Maharshi, yes, do not stop there. See for whom the blankness appears. Devotee, for devotees there is no blankness, it is said. Maharshi, even there is a latent state, laya. The mind wakes up after some time. Devotee, what is the experience of samadhi? Maharshi, it is as it is. For onlookers, it may seem to be a swoon. Even to the practicer, it may appear so in the early experiences. But after a few repeated experiences, it will be all right. Devotee, do they soothe nadis, or do they excite them by such experiences? Maharshi, they are excited at first. By continued experience, it becomes common, and the person is no longer excited. Devotee, proceeding on safe lines, there should be no unpleasantness. Excitement is uncongenial to smooth being and working. Maharshi, a wandering mind is on the wrong way. Only a devotional mind is on the right way.